Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
And she's sitting there to her, set up to her pipe, and she just kind of eyes you, like, very unsure of, like, where she stands.
He was just disappointed who I chose to be. You didn't even give me that choice.
Every once in a while, the vents will rattle, and that's just because Scree's, like, putting his hands on it and going, just to spook her.
Certainly it's going to go a long way. We'll have to start from scratch. Thanks, Eddie.
How much would it cost me to release a calendar of tasteful and not so tasteful nudes?
What is happening?
Lockdown initiated. All of a sudden you feel the whole ship just get rocked, like something slams into it. To another edition of Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Mute me, bitch.
Yeah, great power comes great responsibility. We'll take it away, Lando. You keep sending people away and muting them. Don't you fucking do it.
He did it to
Don't
me.
Don't you fucking do it. Yeah, but it was funny when he did it to you.
Yeah, it was funny. But, like I was talking about it at the time. Like, I have not been manhandled like that in a Discord server in a long time.
Got bodied.
I was gonna say.
Oh no!
I'm gonna let that one go. But anyways, how's everybody feeling tonight? What are we doing? Everybody smiling? Are we having a good time?
Having a good time.
It's unfortunately having a good time. Unfortunately, everybody that is at home missed the great conversation of if there was parallel universes of ourselves in this game, which one of us would fuck our parallel version.
Yeah.
Who would do it might surprise you. I would have assumed Ginger, but...
Double Sadoon, that would be a lot of hands.
No, Ginger would straight up want to kill that bitch.
Oh. Every butt cheek that would be squeezed. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's called quad cheeking.
I was going to say, I think.
What?
Didn't we establish that Kasathans have two buttholes at one point?
Ooh, that's even more spicy.
Yep, I was going to say. But, anyways.
Double butthole.
Double butthole.
It's canon now.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know what? I originally had, like, a discussion topic that I was going to throw out there, but I just don't think it holds up to what's been said so far.
That's okay.
So,
sometimes you just get it right the first time.
Honestly. And that's the funny thing, is sometimes when we come into these, I like to think, like, I got to come up with a good topic, so that way we have something fun to talk about. But... probably 90 to 95% of the time, if I just let you fucking fools go, it just goes off the rails anyways, and it's pretty entertaining. So
you don't clip the wings on a beautiful dove.
That's
true. You let
them
fly.
Mm-hmm.
Just the wings?
I don't know.
Or you let the dove fly. Oh, I get it now. Sorry.
You thought he meant just let the wings fly?
All I'm saying is that commas are important. That's all I'm saying.
This is an important point. Yeah, this is true.
This is a verbal conversation.
Also, I put pause in it.
A pause in it?
Why are we putting pause in things?
We were talking about having sex with ourselves, so... sometimes a pause gotta go, or it's gotta go. I assume another version of me is some type of anthropomorphic animal. So, yeah.
I think that's an indication you may be a furry.
I don't think so. I didn't say I wanted
them
to be.
Other dimension anthropomorphic Bane is a panda man.
Into pandas or is a panda?
Is a panda man.
Is a panda man.
Is physically a panda man.
You know, it's like an ass man or a thigh man. I thought maybe it was something like that. But no, okay, I get it.
Into pandas?
Yeah, I thought he was in the pandas, like, which would have been even more messed up if he was still human. And then it's just a whole fucking thing. But, I mean, bears are cuddly, but I'm not going down that road. But yeah, no, I can see myself being a Kung Fu Panda-esque character in another life. So.
Oh, that's a fun question.
Lando's a squirrel man.
Ooh.
Well, you're already off to a hot start. Why don't you just run down the list? Who are we?
Wow, that's... Well, that's tough. Now you're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry. If you hadn't done two in a row, I would have let it open to everybody. But you were like, you shot down two of them right off the bat. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to put it on you. If anybody else wants to throw out, who do you think other people are?
Oh, no, I'm absolutely down for this. Who am I?
Who are you?
Elise is a goat lady.
Well, absolutely. She's Miss
Goat. That's right.
Mom.
Hey, goats are phenomenal creatures.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They got weird fucking eyes, though.
Oh, yeah. But they're amazing. I love goats.
You're seeing them fucking eyes, man? That is some weird fucking shit. Like, is there anything cool else stuff. Like a weird, you like know, a like a goat's eye?
They probably look at our eyes and go, what the fuck?
No, ours makes sense.
No. To
theirs
a goat,
makes sense for them.
Don't. You it's know like why goats fucking have a dog bone, like a wishbone.
You know why goats have a horizontal pupil, though, right?
No.
Oh, so their eyeballs, they rotate in their head. So what it does is it gives them a wider field of vision. And when they duck their head down to eat, it stays level. So they're able to better see behind themselves and in front of themselves. Like they have overlapping vision in the front because their pupils are so elongated.
Mm-hmm.
Or so wide.
Ooh. That's cool and all, but they're still fucking
so it's like you cannot awesome. Sneak up on a goat.
Yeah, don't try.
Don't frogs have eyes like that too?
Actually, I changed my answer. Similar. Lando's a frog man.
Ooh, I could see that. I could see Josie being a squirrel girl.
That's pretty good.
I was gonna say you kind of got squirrel energy sometimes.
You got squirrel energy got sometimes that. For sure. You can get very hyper.
Super, like just fucking get at it.
Adam's a hippo man.
I can see that.
Is that because I'm fat?
No, it's because you're grumpy.
Yes. Grumpy.
Dude, hippos are cool.
I think Adam's more of a capybara.
That's dangerous.
Oh, capybara's a good one.
Capybara's a good one.
I like that.
Yep. Lovable. Everyone likes him. Yep.
Or honey badger.
Where's
this like Adam being angry thing come from? I don't think I've ever
because most of
especially for you guys, I've seen him pissed off because I've known him for fucking like 30 years.
Well, yeah, Adam doesn't talk that much, and when he does, it's usually being pissed at you.
That's true. That is true. But that's like a cultivated like taste. Of,
I bet if Adam was around, sustenance. Like exactly. Without you, Dane, he'd be like. Not angry.
I only do it for the certain things. Like, there's just certain things I say that trigger. And I imagine it's because we've known each other so long that he's just tired of hearing this shit.
Yeah, I mean, he just gets pissed off when you say words.
Yeah. That's true. That's fucking true. But my words, unfortunately. And that is my curse, is that, like, you know, I don't...
People get along great with you until you start talking.
Very nice.
That's where the
So who wants to write Dane's eulogy?
Oh my god.
Cause he's dead now.
I am fucking dead after that. That hurt my fucking heart.
You fucking killed him.
I fucking broke my goddamn heart.
Damn, Josie. Damn.
Out for blood.
That's
Josie,
where it was going.
The Dane Slayer.
Yeah.
But that's where it was going, wasn't it?
Damn.
Read the room, Josie. Goddamn.
Absolutely savage, Josie.
That was like, flawless victory.
That was like vicious mockery at level 9.
Called, uncalled for.
Honestly, this is like, it was very Ginger-esque.
Damn.
Maybe you got more... I don't know, fox energy?
I've gone 35 years without seeing someone die until today.
I just witnessed a murder.
Oh no!
Josie just killed a guy.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway,
uh-huh.
This has been a 10-minute tangent.
Yep. Are we going to do it at 10?
All right, go ahead. The corpse of Dane.
Nice.
Continue.
Dude, okay, all I got to say is I'm actually getting really good at fucking knowing when that fucking hit that thing, because I was like, that just felt right. Like, nah, we're done. And Lando's like, 10 minutes, and it's like 10 on the dot. That's perfect. Anyways,
sorry.
Let's keep going. I was joking. You can't fucking hurt me. You kidding me? I am going to kill you now. So
can't hurt a dead guy.
Let's get after this. It's true. I'm gonna say I'm gonna murder all of you right now. Yep. Yeah. Originally, I was gonna let you sit out this fight, Ginger, but now I just concocted, whilst seething, I just concocted a whole side adventure for you. Be killed.
Excellent. Bring it.
Okay, so
them's fighting words.
Last time on the Good Vibrations, y'all made it back to Zed Station. You had several prisoners in tow. Hasachir welcomed you back, and he was looking a little better than what you're normally used to seeing him as. He wasn't coughing as much. That was fantastic. Maybe he got some penicillin in him or something. With the upgrades you all wanted with the ship, he had to run out and gather some parts. So he left you to your own devices in his hangar. Everyone had a little bit of whatnot going on. Scree and Red said adios to each other as Red decided to take the stolen relic ship and hightail it out of there with the remaining gabos. Scree, opting to hide away instead of seeing them off, did not say goodbye to Boo because they have moved on. Mm-hmm. And they don't need to say goodbye. Goddamn right. Fuck yeah. Oris was hard at work trying to decipher the nanobots in hopes to find some type of cure for his father's zombification. When you spoke with Sedona on any leads about the rune drive, she shorted out and passed out. And after a medicine check, you learned that she wasn't in any danger, just overloaded, and you opted to leave her to rest on the Good Vibration. So, just before we ended last session, Ginger wandered off to do some shopping, while Eddie decided to drop into the relaxation pods in the hangar to rest, while the rest of the crew were on the ship doing various tasks, when suddenly, the ship was rocked by something outside.
Is it a hurricane? Klaxons.
It knocked the cucumbers right off Eddie's eyelids.
Fucking cucumbers right off. Actually, it didn't rock the ship. It didn't rock the station. It rocked the ship. Uh-oh. So, Eddie, klaxons blare. You see that. Alarms go off. A lockdown protocol is initiated. And you all need to roll initiative.
No.
Oh, shit.
You're gonna kiss that boy.
Depends on the boy.
Ooh.
Hiya!
Oh, Scree. Wake up, buddy.
Bam, baby.
Scree. Hey,
you guys got up. A little manhandled. It's all good.
Damn, Horace.
Ah, I'm a hussy.
God damn. Okay, so not bad. We got you're a hussy. I guess
that's because I called him Horace.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. I was like, I just thought it was funny you called him Horace. So we got Oris rocking a 29 up front. We got Eddie 19 going second. Sadoon 16. Scree 6. Ginger. You're on that tracker too. Why don't you go ahead and roll?
Oh, I thought I already had.
You think I was joking?
All right.
And she rolled a 20. Yep.
She you beat my roll, you kidding. Bastard.
I'm sorry.
God damn, you're just killing people left and right.
You shook my battleship. Okay, so Oris, I assume you were hanging out in your room. Where were you hanging out on the ship?
The rear, where he's got his workshop set up.
Okay, which is kind of, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, that's by the engine room, so.
Yeah, I think it is
way,
the engine room.
Yep, that is the engine room. So, I will say that you do not, like, you guys can look at the ship if you want, but for the most part, a move action gets you off the ship to figure out what's going on. But it's up to you what you want to do. So, it is your turn. You have no idea what the fuck is going on and what just rocked the ship. So, what are you doing?
Okay, well, first he's Vi, what the fuck's going on?
So, okay, you're like, Vi, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Otis, there seems to be some machinery attacking the ship outside. I don't know what's happening.
Machinery?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
She says it just like that, too.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Well, I guess he...
While you're fucking around, it slams it again.
He's got to exit the ship. He's got to know what's going on. So
yeah, he does.
God damn it! I don't want to roll so good.
Yep. So no, it sucked going first. It's not easy being cheesy. Okay, so I put you all outside just because, so you guys could be out there. Otherwise, if I put you on the ship on the map, I couldn't click on you. So I put you just on the back of the ship there. However, as you step off the rear or the ramp, I'm not sure exactly where it is. Did we ever decide if it was like on the rear or on the side or whatever?
It's on the side.
I can't really remember. It's on the side. Okay, so we're going to say you step off over here. And as you step off the ship, you happen to notice this big piece of machinery as well as several other arms and other tools and things like that are just coming alive, essentially, and going fucking ape shit. And this big claw arm is just smashing the front of the fucking Good Vibrations as its giant saw blade keeps coming down and, like, fucking taking gouges out of it.
Oh.
Wait, the shield's not up?
Balls.
Not when you guys are parked.
We're not made of gas.
So,
jeez, just hemorrhaging credits.
If this big thing is attacking the ship and it's directly in front of the ship, can't I radio back to tell someone to get on this front turret and blast it?
You could.
Yeah.
Now, what might happen if you just decide to open up a ship laser firing inside the hangar, right by the blast doors / energy shield that has you guys going outside? Who knows what happens? But, yes, you can absolutely do that.
Well, I mean, I guess he's going to relay what the hell this is and everyone out.
Well, then turn it off!
can't find the button.
What the fuck, Deep?
Oris, give me a computer's check.
Computer.
Or perception, whatever you want to do. Computer!
Pretty good roll.
Okie dokie. So, holy 35 smokes on computers. So, you know, just from similar apparatuses that you've seen before, Oris, that a machine like that probably has a console on the other side of it. So, on the opposite side of the machine itself, up inside that control room, and you can kind of see it behind it, there's like a glass frontage control room. You would imagine that there is a control system up there somewhere.
Son of a bitch.
I have unpaused the game, which I should have done sooner. What would you like to do, Adam?
So is my move action getting off the ship, or do I still have that?
I'll say use half your action. Both any of you can use half your move action to get off the ship, and the rest of your move action to go wherever you want to go. With that computer's check, you also know that if you do enough damage to this thing and bust it enough, that you could probably short it out and fuck it up as well that way. So it's not just shutting off the button. You could technically break this thing as well.
Well,
but that is up to you, sir.
Let's just check in something real quick. I didn't have something written down.
Okay. It's not just right in front, too. There's shit all around. Like, this crane back here is fucking around. This thing's doing some shit. There's some, like,
all of it.
Everything. The whole fucking room is, like, alive. There's, like a track above you of, like, tools on, like, little fucking conveyor belts going back and forth. And they are all upset.
So, Oris is that a catwalk, or...
Yes, so it is about 10 feet up in the air, so you can launch yourself up that way. You can fly, fuck it.
Yeah, he's gonna fly up there.
I was gonna say, I was like, yo, you're gonna have to give me an athletics check. But no, you're fine. That's, your guy can fly. So, moving up, what are you doing, anything else?
Oh.
Where was the spot we come out again? Yeah?
Yeah, right about like here, just somewhere in this area. It's fine. Somewhere here or there or something like that. Sure, that works. I like it. Thank you. Drew a little triangle on there to show the ship. I love it.
So, hang on.
The Dorito.
I've never tried this before.
The Loco Dorito.
Oh, shit. All right. No, he's going to hold because if he does something, that thing's going to start going for him and he can't stand up to something like that.
Well, it's going to be the next ship. It's the Good Vibrations now. Then it's going to be the Bueno Dorito.
The Bueno Dorito? I love it. It's almost like the Salsa Verde. Takes me back.
I like that one.
Yep, that was a classic. Okay, so yeah, I forgot to begin combat. My bad. Okay, so Oris, you are holding your action in hopes that this thing hasn't seen you and will not attack you anyways.
Well, now you put it that way, you're... fucking dickhead. Wait, how far away is this fucking thing?
It is all around you. You tell me what you're shooting at. Everything is everywhere. The only thing I will say is that moving is not like, moving through areas is not a reaction attack or anything like that. No areas, attack of opportunities or anything like that. But everything is probably within 15, 20 feet of you if you want to shoot anything anywhere. You can, the robot is right about here. This is like the arm and the blade and all that fun shit. There's a pincer back here. So there's tools, rivet guns, fucking plasma, fucking welders, you name it. All over the place, ready to fuck you up.
So he's going to just cross his fingers and use his just double move.
Like this, so like there is a glass frontage across here, like from here to here. So like that's how this thing is. This is a computer console on this side. This is a corner of the glass console. This is a corner, and this is like the box that it's in. And this room that you can see is like the control room.
So that's the part of the robot, essentially.
All of this out here is the robot.
Oh, I thought this like I could get up and over that. Well, then he's not doing that at all. He's just gonna
go take a shot. Sorry, this one's a little tough because the map is the bad guy. So, 18 against what? EAC. Ooh, that does hit. Give me damage.
Jeez. Calm down.
Christmas.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ, dude. Key dokie.
You can chill with your 29 damage.
I know that is a lot of fucking damage, dude. So let me see this. That still hit really hard.
Yeah, dude.
So that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, Ginger.
Yes.
I am going to slow things down just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna bring you over here. So you are in a nice little shopping excursion. Just kind of hanging out, walking through the marketplace of Zed Station. And as you're looking through, what are you shopping for? You tell me. Give me a little heads up. What's going on here?
You know, I think that recently on Project Galaxy, mm-hmm. I saw a sarong for the first time in a long time. And that's sort of becoming the latest fashion. So I'm looking to see if it's caught up, caught on yet at Zed Station and whether I could pick up a cute one.
Okay. As you're kind of just flipping through some, you know, dresses and things like that, a young man, I wouldn't say young man, probably in his 30s, mm-hmm. approaches you, kind of comes walking up to you, and he kind of smiles at you, and he goes, hey, how you doing? You come here often?
No. And no.
You come here often? Where you from? Where you coming from?
Oh, I'm from all over. I don't know that I am from anywhere that like you would have a connection to or ever will.
Oh, interesting. So you're not from the Pact Worlds, I wouldn't imagine, no.
Do I sound like I'm from the Pact Worlds? Is that something you ask everyone?
Nah, I just, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I was just, I ask it of just about everybody because, you know, I work for this company, you know, it's a strange little company. It's called the Bright Star Talent Agency. And you know, they hire me for things, you know, perhaps you've seen me. I've been in a few movies.
Oh, no.
You know, I you have a very familiar face now that I think about it.
My name's Zahn.
Hi.
Zahn Gabolta.
Fuck you.
Well, hi, Zahn. How can I help you, Zahn?
Oh, well, actually, I want to introduce you to all my friends. You see, these guys, we call them the Gillis Brigade. And then you see these five gentlemen kind of circle around you and from different corners. And they all look like a very familiar action star that you all have seen many a time.
Not Spruce Gillis.
And you just...
What have they done to you?
Just so you guys know, if you zoom in on every single one, I took a different picture of
him. Yeah, yeah.
Did Zahn star in Oiled Static?
Oiled Static? No. I think you mean gel.
That was not what I meant to do.
I can't see anything on the map.
I was trying to select.
Oh, you can't?
No, I was zooming in.
Oh,
I
thought
like,
I saved this thing for the fucking thing. Oh, that sucks. God damn it. That makes me sad, because this was great. Configuration. I swore I turned off the token vision. Oh, I left it on. Okay, save changes. Sorry.
Oh my god, it actually is.
It really is different.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Yeah. Zahn Gabolta and the Gillis Brigade.
Yeah.
Miss Ginger.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need you to come with us.
Yeah, I don't know that that's happening. I've got people waiting for me. But maybe a rain check? Could we, like, make a date for later? Like, never?
So, I'm not even going to make you roll a perception check on this, but just so you know, you happen to notice a giant green scaly friend that is hanging out, also looking at dresses on the other side of the marketplace. But getting very angry because they cannot find one in their size.
Oh, tragic.
Like,
I mean...
Miss Ginger, I no rain checks this time. I'm sorry, you're going to have to come with us. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Ginger, I thought you was going to die.
You're
going to
have to come
Walker.
With us, Ginger.
You're going to have to come with us.
Oh. This is Zahn Walker, not...
If I was doing Christopher Walken, I would.
Okay.
He'd be like Ginger, something like this.
You have to come
Ginger,
with me now.
You have to come with me, and I'm taking you to a place.
We'll do that next time.
No. You'll not lie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here, since I know you to be a gentleman, let me just wrap up my shopping. I want to check out those racks, and I'll come quietly. Is that sound? And I'm pointing to overwear near Vertash.
And you hear the brigade slowly starts kind of closing in. And you hear them all, like, mumbling. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Almost like they can't say anything else. You see there's a blank expression in these guys' faces. Like,
I'm surprised they're not like
clones.
Pokemon, where they're like, Spruce!
Yeah.
Spruce Gillis!
Spruce so many Gillis. Times!
They're the offshoot
Exactly.
ones.
That's Gary. What it is, yeah. You think that this might be, like, so many clones down the line that these were kind of the throwaways, because these guys seem, like, not there.
Not
like, they
the
are
brightest.
Not 100% with it, like... And he just kind of, like, keeps nodding, like, to him and stuff like that. And they start closing in. He's like, Oh, I'm sorry. I think your shopping day is over.
Yeah, okay. I really wish I wasn't Ginger right now, because, like, she's not going to handle this the way that I want to. And I'm going to use, I guess, my action to change shape into... God, what did I name Vertosh's mate again? Or...
Mimu?
Yeah. Mimu.
Mimu. It was Mimu! You're going to transform back into that...
I am.
I love it.
And... I have this ability, Quick Change. Adjacent creatures that are unaware of my true form are flat-footed until the beginning of my next turn.
I love it.
She just turns and like, what the fuck?
So that would be my standard action and my reaction. And then do I get to move?
I am going to say that... One second, I just have to roll everybody real fast.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Spruce Gillises are joining the... Mm-hmm.
And we can take them and put them on the thing.
Talk about sprucing it up.
I just spruced up the tracker.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. So, you are allowed to move wherever you like. Right now... the Gillis Brigade does seem to have weapons out. They all seem to be carrying pistols kind of down, like holding them kind of like around their waists, mm-hmm. keeping them mildly concealed. But Zahn Grabolta does not seem to have a weapon out in any way, shape, or form. So
that's distressing. I don't know what he's got planned. But yeah, so I have 40 feet of movement because I'm a speedster.
Okay.
For a little halfling. Actually, technically, I have 50 feet of movement. Because I took a feat as well.
You're on par with Eddie.
I'm on par with Eddie.
I like it.
So I'm going to break from the pack. And I have almost enough... No, I have enough movement to make it to the clothing rack where Vertosh is shopping.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to throw myself... through the clothing rack and come bursting out in front of Vertosh as they are shopping.
Snow, snow!
It is so good to see you! Help, they're trying to kill me!
Snow, snow! And it turns and it, like, looks at the creatures, and... Vertosh has joined the fight. I'm not even gonna make you roll perception or persuasion on that one, because... If
no
you hadn't transformed, I was going
Kermit.
To make you. But the fact, yeah, the fact that you already have this shit established, I'm not going to make it run. So, you have done that. You have an action. Is there anything you want to do for your action?
I think my transformation is my standard action.
Oh, that is your standard action. Okay. Well,
it's an S action, yeah.
Standard action. That is correct. Actually, that's a... Is that standard or... No, swift.
Standard,
there are no
yeah.
swift actions in this. Okay. So, is there?
It's listed as a standard action. And Astrozoan can
okay.
change the shape.
Okay, cool. I was making sure it didn't stand for like swift action, but I couldn't remember if that was a thing in this game. But anyways, heading back to Eddie. Warp okay. everybody back over here.
The spruce.
So, Eddie.
Hmm?
You see klaxons going off inside that room. What do you try to do?
Hey, so like, he's in a tub, right?
You're in like a cylinder, like an enclosed cylinder.
Is it like full of
like
water?
A back tank. Like a fluid that's like
Yeah, okay. I mean that's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
He is butt naked. So
okay.
Yeah, he's gonna be like fucking son of a bitch
and climb out naked.
So when you reach for the handle, you realize it's locked.
Oh, come on!
So, give me a perception check.
Perception.
Mm-hmm.
20.
Ooh, pretty good. But you don't see anything from the inside that allows you anything that you could do from in there right now to get out.
He's going to summon his lunar blade.
Nice.
And just punch it through the glass.
Okay, go ahead and give me an attack roll.
14.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I meant damage. You hit it. You can't miss it. it'd be ridiculous if I'm like, sorry, you missed the glass.
Five.
You slam this thing, but as you hit it, it does not fully give. Like, you see cracks start to appear in it, but it does not shatter. And as you do that, you see the door open up. You see Hasashir come wandering into the room. And it kind of like cocks its head at you and looks at you and just kind of like seems confused at what you're doing.
Hey, open this fucking thing.
Oh, he kind of nods and he walks over to you and he walks over to the console and he like goes to flip the button and then he kind of looks at you and his eyes squint a little bit.
Don't do
He's
it.
Like, it is amazing that you have caused the Aslanti so much issue. Trapping you was so simple. And you see him push a button, and you can see this green, like, fluid start to, like, fill in with you inside this tank.
I'm gonna kill you, you asthmatic motherfucker!
Okay, so, I need you to give me a...
How you gonna attack a dude when he's naked?
Like you also have a suboptimal penis.
Oh!
Okay, 14. So, as poison seeps into this tank, you can feel it start to, like, seep into you, and you take 13 points of damage.
Of stamina damage?
Yes, stamina damage. I actually went back and forth with this a ton. I looked at tons of forums, and I was like, it just seems like it'd go to HP, and everybody was like, nope, poison doesn't fucking go through stamina. It's not how it works. And I was like, okay, I'm with it. I'm fine. Sorry. But, anyways... Something else happens at that same time, though. As he's sitting there with this smug, shitty little look on his face. Well, sort of, kind of. He's a weird fucking bug, so you can't really tell. You see this almost ghostly image of a strange-looking bear-like person just kind of sitting on a couch off to the left of the relaxation pod. He's sitting there just reading a magazine. Like nothing, almost like a Star Wars blue glowy style. And he's just kind of sitting there and he looks up at you and he's like, oh, hey, it's you. And he kind of gets up and he walks over to you and like he's like looking at the Hasashir character and he's looking at you. He's like, you all right in there?
No, not all right.
Oh, geez, are you in trouble?
Yes.
Okay, I'll, what's that word? Get help. I'll get help.
Help and then, would be good.
And you see him start to fade away, and he just kind of shimmers away.
What the fuck is happening?
Next up, Spruce Gillis. Everybody, back to the marketplace. That's what it is. He pops up, he's like, okay, motherfucker. So... Spruce Gillis steps out, and I'm going to have him roll perception because you ran through a bunch of shit, transformed into a creature, and did a bunch of weird things as you fled away from all of them. So I think he is going to try to figure out where and who the fuck you are. Nat 1932. So this Spruce Gillis followed you through that thing. He watched you transform. He watched you move through that shit and watched you pop out the other side and watched you now talking to this giant fucking lizard who has now turned and looked at all of them. And he just kind of looks to John Gribolta and the rest of them and points to you and is like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Is going to take a shot at you, Ginger.
Oh, gosh.
Does a 20 hit?
A 20 certainly hits.
Okie dokie.
Now, Jijal.
7 sonic damage. As you see this, like, this weird kind of almost like radio dish, like, or a satellite dish looking pistol, and it sends out this, like, rippled, like, sound wave attack that hits you and just, like, disorients you as it tags you.
My ears, they are so sensitive. I'm gonna keep up the bad.
Nope, terrible.
I apologize to anyone French who may hear this later.
My ears.
I don't know if we have any French fucking listeners now that you say that. Like, we have a lot of different places. I was going to say, We have a lot of...
It will exist on the internet for some time.
That's true. We do have Canadian listeners, and some of them are French-speaking, so... So we apologize.
I know.
On behalf of... Lando. Lando. Yeah. Lando. You're supposed to be the good one.
Fuck the French.
Wow.
Jeez.
He does not speak for the rest of us. I think the French are pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, when we say fuck the French, we mean something else.
Yeah, we actually...
Oh.
Same way that I would handle my alternate universe version of myself.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep. let's get a little close to the mic and talk to our
anyway,
friends.
Anyway, it sounds like I just took a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Seven's a lot of damage?
Yeah, I took 13.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Your butt face.
Seven's a lot. Yep.
I rarely take damage, so it seems a lot to me.
It's true. I'd say you've almost never been hit in this entire fucking series, so
Scree does a good job, okay?
Does a great job. Man, if only he was here.
If only.
Yeah, and if only Ginger, or Josie, I should say, hadn't talked all that shit at the beginning.
I've said it 100 times that Eddie and Scree need to bathe together.
Scree in the bathtub with Eddie.
Scree would be the worst bathmate.
He really would.
Yeah. He'd just eat all the rubber duckies. It wouldn't be any fun.
He'd eat the soap and blow bubbles and burp bubbles.
That would be funny.
Where have I seen that? That sounds familiar. Someone like burping and just little bubbles coming out of their mouth. Like, it seems like I've seen that in a movie.
He would see how long of a burp he can get with a bubble.
It feels very Gremlins. Like, I've seen that in the movie Gremlins, but I can't think of that exact scene.
I may or may not get a lot of inspiration for Scree from Gremlins.
Then, honestly, you do it perfect then, because everything Scree has ever done, that's exactly what I've thought. Like, I have always thought that.
You need to see a drawing
like...
of Scree with a bubble beard, like burping a bubble.
Maybe one day when he gets his own ship, he'll be Captain Bubble Beard.
Ooh,
that's nice. Yep. Yeah.
But, anyways, Spruce Gillis takes his shot, moves up a little bit. Then, calls out everybody else. Zahn Grabolta's turn next, and Zahn's like, hey, don't kill him now. We gotta bring him back alive. That's what the bounty said. If we want to get paid and you guys want to get any work in the biz, you gotta tone it down.
You really went over the top. You kind of went walking.
Did I go? I'm sorry.
A little, yeah. A little.
Hey! Yeah, you're right. It's a little walking. Ah, fuck it.
Commit to the bit.
Yeah, fuck it. I was going to say, it's a fictitious space guy. You're going down. I can't figure out whether I'm John Travolta or I'm Christopher Walken. Can you tell me? Because I am confused.
You tell me.
Wow! You listen. It's so big. anyways, so
that was stupid.
But you guys can go ahead and kill the big lizard. That thing's scary, and he is going to do one of these
magic missile. Yep. Oh no!
So you see him put his hand out, and he has this little like kind of bracer that's got like a little computer on it, and you see it kind of run some calculations, and you see these like. These, in this case, in their version, only two missiles fire out, unless you do a full action, then three.
Mm-hmm.
But, actually, he's going to do a full action, so he's going to do three.
All right.
So you see they kind of, like, form as, like, a triangle around his hand, and they go, and they fire off in three different directions, and then converge and smash into Vertash and do a total of 5 damage. And that did so much damage to them, as you see a tiny little sliver is off their health.
Well, it did 5 and then it did 2 and 2. Are the 2 and 2 to me?
What? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. That's 5. I'm sorry. I thought it did a total at the end. My bad. I didn't realize it did that. So I'm sorry. It got hit with another 4. So now they're really in trouble. 75 health left.
Oh no.
Oh no. Okay, so that ends both Spruce Gillis Y810 and Zahn Grabolta's turn, which takes us to Sidoun, And everybody, back to Zed Station! I'd say, Sadoon, what are you doing on the Good Vibrations as it is rocked by this?
I was putting some stuff away in my room. So, you said half movement will...
get you outside.
Okay.
Which will put you right here.
So instead of using my move action, I'm just going to take a full action.
Yep.
I'm going to do a full attack, and I get to move up to half my speed before, in between, or
you
after
fucking
a full attack.
Pulling your bullshit technicality. Okay. I did say half movement, so I'll let you do it. Go ahead. Do your full attack.
Move half your speed. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You're going to move half your speed.
So Sadoon just comes down from the ramp and sees the big thing across the room. And
you
it's
gotta
just...
hit him with the grease lightning. Sorry.
It's too much fun.
I know, I love Travolta.
Travolta's so stupid.
I wasn't even gonna put him in it until today. It was just Bruce Gillis's. And then I was like, no, wait a minute, they need a leader. John Travolta.
Of course. The natural leader.
I love it. Okay, 19 with a laser pistol corona.
Oof, that second one doesn't hit.
Second one doesn't hit. First one, you don't get any bonuses, right? No, never mind. Yeah, it didn't hit. First one did, though. So why don't you give me some fucking damage?
Boop. 10.
Okay, so... you fucking pull out your pistol and you're like, and it hits. But boy, does it not look like it took that much damage. Not much at all. Which brings us to the animated mechanized tool. I realize I didn't put them, they're on the tracker, but I didn't animate them on the tracker. So, the animated mechanized tools. Then a giant pincer, like arm, reaches out for you, Sadoon, and is going to attempt to hit you in the face with pincers. Does a 20 hit?
Nope.
Damn it! Okay. And then...
I assume it's KAC.
Yes, it's KAC. That one's KAC at least. I just realized it didn't say that, didn't it? But yes, that one is supposed to be KAC. And then a secondary arm kind of off to the side seems to fall on Oris.
No.
And is looking upon Oris. No. There's another Eddie? How many fucking Eddies are there?
Not enough.
I guess no. Do we need to fuck? I guess.
Wait, where's
okay,
Eddie then?
Delete. There was another one down there. He's up in the pod up
here.
Yeah,
Eddie's being poisoned in his pod.
Oh, fuck. All the way up there?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I don't even know where that one was. I was like, why is there one over here, too?
Master Shear's lucky. Scree doesn't know. It'd be ripping him apart.
Yep. So, Oris, a arm that seems to have a rivet gun, points at you. Does a 31
yeah.
hit.
Yep, it certainly hits.
And this rivet gun's like, ba-doom, 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 and fires at you. And these big fucking ship rivets, too. This is just like, this isn't like a fucking, like, nail gun. This is actual, like, fucking steel, like, that holds ships together rivets that fucking go firing off at you. So that is, it's not going to move. I think it's going to stay where it's at. That's a joke because it's in the room. It can't move. But anyways, real quick, I'm going to hop back over to the marketplace, and we're gonna take Spruce Gillis J126, and he's gonna move up. And since he got orders to fire on Vertosh, he's going to fire on Vertosh.
Oh no!
14 does not hit Vertosh, so they fire wide, and now the marketplace was pretty packed, and people are scattering now. Everybody's like, oh, and they all start taking off in different directions to like move out of the marketplace.
Gallads!
Which brings us to Vertosh, who now will sprint up to the very first Spruce Gillis and is just screaming their signature attack. the snoo snoo smash. A 28 against KAC against that guy does do it. And a 15 leaves this guy damn near eviscerated. He's not dead, but holy shit is he ripped apart. Like, this hit just scratches and just like, boom, and this fucking claw goes across its chest and just tears a fucking hole inside of him.
Sorry, yeah. Sprucey.
Yep, Sprucey ain't looking good. He's like, ugh, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Which takes us back to Scree.
Okay, so
Scree, you are on the ship.
Yep.
Say, Oris has given you a heads up of what's going on, and technically, you guys have not been visited by the ghost of Bear's past yet. We're getting ready to say some shit in Goblin.
as he runs down the ramp and like stops between Sadoon's legs.
Mm-hmm.
Sri's gonna like look up, see the claws and all this stuff going nuts and against the ship, and realizing that Eddie's baby is being damaged, is gonna go, ah! Get up!
Shields up.
True.
Okay, so are you on the ship or are you getting off the ship?
Sri's getting off.
Okay, and then yelling
the
for
the rest of his movement. He's gonna be like, I think he's gonna just run for the arm and try and like grab onto it.
So. Again, this thing's kind of a little bit of everywhere of anything you can attack. So essentially, wherever you move. Yes, that's about half. You're fine. Yeah, so you... Okay, so you're going to try to attack it. That's good. I was just saying...
He's trying to grab onto it so he can climb up.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Do his little ninja stuff. Because if he can get up, he's going to go straight for the controls over here.
Sweet. Okay. Go ahead. Again, there is glass between you two, but I mean, obviously, glass can be broken. So give me acrobatics.
That doesn't stop screaming.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there. I just want to let it know that it's not an open air thing, but...
Or at least he's going to go for the bit here where he can, like, really do some damage.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So yeah, give me acrobatics.
Oh, that was close.
23? 23 is pretty good. Yep, I will say this thing goes to swing at you, and you kind of flip up and land, like... straight up like Shadow of the Colossus style, and you end up landing on its arm and start skittering up the arm after this thing, and
yep, all on all fours, claws out.
10-4. Are you going to take an attack? I'll count that as just part of your movement, so if you want to take an attack now, I will allow it.
Yeah, he's going to bite into it while he's holding on.
Nice.
As a passing type of attack, like not really caring if he chomps down or not, he's just trying to get further up.
Okay, so give me that entropic strike. Ooh, natty 2. Unfortunately, a natty 2 for a 12, and you're still KAC with that, right?
Yeah, it's KAC.
Yeah, so unfortunately that does not hit. It tries to shake you loose, like as you go to chomp down on it, and you're like, and like can't get your teeth, like you kind of like your teeth kind of like just miss it as it shakes, like you keep going for it, and but unfortunately does not make purchase.
He said just at the air.
Oris is 10. At this time though, each of you see this weird fucking blue glowy energy version of like a bear, and it's funny because in every single one of your visions he's in a different location. Like, each of you do not see him in the same place. Each of you see him, like, 5 feet to your right. And no matter where he's standing, he has his back to you. And he's kind of, like, looking around. Like, where the fuck are... Oh, there you are! And he, like, turns around. He's like, hey! The cool guy's in trouble. And then he just fades away.
Great!
The cool guy's in trouble.
I appreciate that. That's I appreciate that. That's the level of help that's offered.
Shit.
So, Oris, what are you doing, buddy?
I guess. Damn it.
Gonna drive for going for the controls. Gonna try to keep fighting this thing.
So Eddie's up here.
Yes, Eddie is in the relaxation area up here.
Well, fucking balls. He's going... Okay. He's gonna... I guess he's gotta go.
Okay, so you get to that door, and you find that it, too, is locked. Say, if you want to try to open it, give me a computers check. Or engineering, whatever one you want to do. 25. God damn, you have such a high fucking bonus. God damn it. I'm like a 6. You rolled a natty 6. That's not going to be a... Oh, it's a 25. Okay. As you come up to it, you realize it's locked. And you kind of get the fact that it's locked before you get there. So you are just like, fuck. Okay, I need to fix this. And your brain just kind of starts doing its thing. It sends out its little signal to the door. And it's like, tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick. And it unlocks. It opens up for you. Door opens.
Another locked door.
It's yep. Gonna take a while. So you know what? I'll say that's part. The first one was part of your movement. If you want to try to, this one doesn't have like the automated stuff. This is like a door, like a blast door. So you actually have to fuck with it. If you want to try to engineering this one and open it up, I'll still give it to you on this turn. But first, give me a perception check. Everything looks good.
Oh shit. Everything looks good.
Yeah. Looks fine. Engineering. Okay, so as the door starts to open up, it will it does start to open, and then all of a sudden from within between the crack of the door, as it starts to open up, does a 30 hit.
Yeah, a 30 hits.
What the shit?
So, as you're hit, I need you to make me a will DC, or a will save right now. As a dart lodges in your neck. Oh, by the way, you also take... Yeah, I'm surprised this thing isn't clickable. I don't like the fact that it's not clickable. Oof. But you will take 6 damage.
Say will's my lowest one.
Ooh. So, unfortunately, you did not make that save.
Shoot.
And one second. I have this ready to go. Come on. No, don't fucking work. Come on. Work with me. What? Okay, there we go. Fucking work. So, as you get hit in the neck with this dart, you feel this like shit kind of seep into you. Like this like, well, not a venom, but like a hot liquid kind of go into your neck, and it starts making its way up to your head. All of a sudden, your brain just gets fucking clouded, and you are having the hell of a time. Like, you are just having a hard time concentrating, and all of a sudden you realize that, like, why are you fighting? Why are you doing this? What's the point of all of this? And you keep getting this word just playing in your head, and that is passive, 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 passive. You're just kind of like, huh, yeah, I don't really want to get into this that much. And you just kind of put your gun down to your side and hang tight right there as you are dominated.
Cool.